This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Brooklyn Brown Ale. It's a Category 10C American Brown Ale. So taking a quick look at it, it's got a medium-sized light tan head. Beautiful mahogany brown color. Nice reddish highlights. You have to hold it up to a light to check clarity, but it's very clear. All that's really good. I always like seeing a nice reddish color on these kind of beers. So I'll give it a 3. The aroma has a medium to medium low hop aroma. It's sort of citrusy, resiny, grassy. I'm getting a moderately low malt nose, nutty, toasty malt, some chocolate, fairly light esters, otherwise pretty neutral and clean. As it warms a little, I'm getting some darker caramel sweetness. The chocolate builds a little as it warms. It's got a nice balance, although the sort of chocolate, caramel, citrus, and resiny notes sort of crash into each other a little bit, which is what sometimes happens in highly hopped, darker beers. But this is pretty much what you're looking for. I'm going to give it an 11. Tasting it, it's got a moderate malt flavor. Same things that I was smelling. Nutty, caramely, toasty. A drying chocolate flavor. Medium dry finish, medium bitterness. It's got a medium resiny, citrusy hop flavor. Mild esters. Generally clean American fermentation, it seems. The malt and hops seem nearly equally balanced. Not getting any diacetyl or other sort of flavors. It's mostly malt and hops. I'm going to give it a 17. The intensities of some of the things could be higher. It's sort of at the bottom end of what you expect in intensities, but I like the balance of the components to each other. Mouthfeel seems medium light to medium body. It's a little on the light side. Carbonation is very high. Medium high to high. Just a touch of warmth. Not much. Very little else. So I'll give it a 4. The carbonation body thing seemed a little out of whack. So overall, quite smooth and balanced. I like the nicely developed malt flavors. The chocolatey, nutty, caramely flavors. Very appropriate for brown ales. Tastes sort of English malt to me. The balanced hops, both the bitterness and the flavor. Hops seem generally American, although they're not like screaming citrusy. They're, you know, more resiny. So I'm not exactly sure the variety. It does not seem very aggressive, but in the style space, you can tell it's sort of a ramped up English brown ale. I mean, it's much much stronger malt flavors, much stronger hop flavors and bitterness than a Northern English brown. But that's clearly its lineage. So I think it's a decent commercial example. It hits the lower end of the style, but it's clearly there. I think letting it warm up a little helps bring some of the flavors out. But even as it warmed, the balance still stayed good. So it's got that going for it. So I liked it. The total score adds up to a 43. Nice beer. It's a Brooklyn Brown Ale, Category 10C, American Brown Ale.